This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
We are saved by faith, not by works. But love for others and for God is indeed the response of those who God has forgiven. God's forgiveness is complete. And Jesus said that those who are forgiven much, well, they love much. Since faith expresses itself through love, you can check up on your love by monitoring your faith. We're in verse 7 of chapter 5 of the book of Galatians, where Paul the Apostle, writing to the church in Galatia, says, "You were getting along so well. Who interfered with you to hold you back from following the truth?" Now, the Galatians, they started out their walk apparently quite well. Somewhere along the way, they got sidetracked by those who came in amongst them and, well, quite simply, lied. Now, please notice that it doesn't say what hindered you. That's important. It says who. Again, the trouble is traced back to those who had come into the church body and had filled the heads and hearts of the people there with ungodly issues. They forgot what was important. They forgot where they came from. And most of all, they forgot what was the truth. When the facts no longer rule the day, hey, emotions and oneself will. Verse 8 goes on and says, "It certainly isn't God who has done it, for he is the one who has called you to freedom in Christ. But it takes only one wrong person among you to infect all the others. I'm trusting the Lord to bring you back to believing as I do about these things. God will deal with that person, whoever he is, whoever has been troubling and confusing you. Some people even say that I myself am preaching that circumcision and Jewish laws are necessary to the plan of salvation. Well, if I preach that," Paul said, "I would be persecuted no more, for that message doesn't offend anyone. The fact that I'm still being persecuted proves that I'm still preaching salvation through faith in the cross of Christ alone." Verse 12, "I only wish these teachers who want you to cut yourself by being circumcised would cut themselves off from you and leave you alone." Paul the Apostle points out the obvious here, and he said this isn't of Christ. But it's only going to take a little bit of a lie to get it all started. Perhaps when we are offered up such garbage, we would do well to ask ourselves, hey, does this stuff come from the Bible? Sadly, it seems that what happened to the Galatians really wasn't some sort of overwhelming coup. The folks there were just apparently not aware of Satan's ploys. They weren't watching for the enemy, apparently, so they just, you know, let him in just a little. Just a little doubt. A little hearsay. Small rumor, a little self-centered will. As Paul puts it, they let in on just a little leaven, a little yeast, and that's all it took. You know, we want to believe that we can hang around these kind of people and still be okay, and that none of their ways will rub off. But 1 Corinthians 15:33 reminds us, "Don't be fooled by those who say such things, for bad company corrupts good character." The Galatians, well, they apparently thought this issue, at least at first, was no big deal. They allowed their flesh to rule over their spirit, and men just seem to love dirty laundry, don't they? So they began to just listen a little, and soon they began to believe just a little. And later they actually began to live it. Paul, he finishes off this oration, this passage, with an honest telling of his heart. He says, "Frankly, those of you who think that you should be circumcised, the folks who told you this, the ones who are messing with you, I wish they would go ahead and cut a little deeper." And the language, frankly, is that they would literally castrate themselves. I guess so goes the Christian nice that so many people hold on to, you know, even when it comes to wolves. We certainly gather just how serious Paul was about this issue. For Paul, there just was no grace for wolves.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Pastor Tim Dodson or Believers City Church, go to believerstogether.com.